Obviously, everything's gone the way we wanted it to go. The most important thing was keeping the team in the division. We achieved that. I think we achieved that after Oxford, where I felt as though 54 points would definitely keep me in the division. So, great achievement from the players. Listen, I've enjoyed myself. Give me an opportunity to get back in the game. Feel as though I've come in and done all right. So, we've achieved our aim of keeping the club, which was the most important thing, keeping the team in the division and the club in the division.
Certainly not going to write off the new management team, but is Fleetwood a place you maybe would like to come back to in the future?
I've enjoyed my time. I've only been here a short time. I'm still... There's a lot of people walking around and I don't even know the first name, so... I've enjoyed myself. Listen, Fleetwood, it's a good club and they want to do things in the right way. They've got an excellent chairman and... whether that happens in the future, if I come back, that's the main thing. We'll wait and see. But listen, there's a new manager coming. I wish him all the luck in the world. It's a difficult job management, but the surroundings and everything what's here at the club, we've got some decent players, and I'm sure the new manager will have his own ideas. So good luck to everyone involved, because it's obviously I'm going to be always looking for the result, and hopefully they'll have a successful season.
Do you think that you've left them in a better place, John?
No, I wouldn't. I would never. Listen, I'm not someone who, you know, goes on about. Listen, there was a 13-game contract for me there to keep him in the division. I'm just very happy that I've helped him to stay in this league. It's important. You don't want a relegation. I wouldn't say I've left him in a better place. Listen, the team was in the playoffs last season, so they've had a disappointing season this year. Shouldn't be where they are. So everyone's got to reflect on that, and they've got to do things better next season. So. They need to be at the other end of the table, and I think they've got things in place there. But if you're looking at this season, it's been disappointing. We're very close, and things could have, you know, turned around and gone the other way. But luckily for us, the players, no one likes a manager getting a sack. So they've responded to a new manager coming in for a short period of time and done what they had to do, which was win a few games and get the amount of points they needed to stay in the league. So reflect on this season, see what you've done wrong, and then push on next season.
We've talked about the facilities, talking about the players. You know, you've worked with this group now. Do you think the future is bright for those players?
Well, there's a lot of the players who were here from last season, so you can't be up and down. You've got to be consistent in your game, so you can't go from the playoffs to nearly getting relegated. So, listen, it's down to the players. You've just got to get, it's about getting consistency in your game. That's why the best players play the higher up the league. So I think it's just consistency in your game. You can't be up and down like a yo-yo. If you do that, I think you've got a good chance of competing with the best teams in this league. So, there's some good players here. Like I say, it's not me to say what players they need, or that's not my department anymore. So, the new manager will see him, what he feels he needs. I'm sure he'll make sure he gets it sorted out with.
Would you expect a call off Joey Barton about the players for next season? Does it not quite work like that?
Not really. Listen, he's welcome to speak to me and ring me or to speak or if he wants any advice, but he's his own man, he's got his own ideas, and he'll have his own thoughts on what he needs to. He's watched a couple of games, he will have seen him. So it's not for me to tell him, because he's his own man, and he'll have different ways about going about things, and he'll see different players in different ways. All managers do, so it won't be for my say, but listen, if he wanted to ring me, he'd be very welcome, but I'm sure he's got his own things in place, and like I say, it's his first job. Good luck to him. He was an excellent player. He talks, when I listen to him, he talks really well about the game, so good luck to him. But management's a totally different ball game, so but I'm sure he'll do very well.
You've got Walsall at the weekend. It's at home at Highbury. Again, is it a case of trying to leave on a high?
Yeah, definitely. But I've been disappointed with the way we've finished the season, if anything, because I would have liked us to win. I like getting and winning and winning games and getting good habits in your game. And a bit disappointed with the season, but at the same time, I can see that I think the players have... I wouldn't say they've took the foot off the pedal, but I think they deep down they knew they were going to be safe. But I would like us, with it being a home game, I'd like us to finish off with a win.